Well, I think the exact opposite is true. I mean, these tests are given once a year. If a school district is smart about it, they'll make the end of course exam the final exam in the course for the students. There would be no net increase in testing. And what really needs to happen is that the schools need to realize they need to teach the curriculum. They don't need to teach the test.
Yeah, that's what we keep hearing. That's what we keep hearing from parents, is that they feel that, and this has been going on for years, they feel that what you just said, that all they do is teach to the test, and what good is that?
It's not good. It's bad because the materials are not remembered long term. If it's done properly, they can teach the curriculum. The kids will do well on the test. Initially, the results will be disappointing, but over time, the standards can be raised. And what will happen is we will create a workforce, an educated workforce in Texas that will meet the needs of employers in the future. We're not currently doing that. The public school system is not meeting the needs of the employers. The higher ed system is not meeting the needs of employers. We desperately need a better educated workforce because we know 2/3 of the jobs of the future will require post-secondary education of some sort.
Yeah. You know, Joe Smith is a former superintendent. He runs TexasISD.com. I want to play for you what he said for us just a moment ago live here on the radio. He said that, look, the problem is, one of the problems, a huge one, is the way we pay for schools and inequity in our funding. Listen.
I'm a firm believer that money does matter. We've got a funding system to start with that is grossly inequitable and unfair to the kids across the state of Texas. Then we turn around and we give them all the same accountability system, and you take this kid over here that is funded at $4,000, and he takes the same test that this kid over here that's funded at $8,000 takes? Hey, I don't buy that.
Bill, your thoughts?
Well, I would be very disappointed in his remarks. In the first place, funding is not 100% equal. I don't think the people of Texas want that. I mean, do they want to have a statewide property tax and then dole all the money out based on the number of students? The second thing is, whether or not that kid's education is better funded or not, that child is going to have to compete in a global environment, and they're going to have to acquire the skills necessary for them to be a net contributor to society. It's our belief that there is plenty of money in the system. Now, in many cases, it could be spent more efficiently than it currently is. I would agree with that. But this notion that every district in the country or in the state needs to be funded at the state level, same level, in order for there to be an accountability system is absurd.
All right, Bill Hammond, thank you.
Thank you, sir.